Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Build to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, guy?
Hey, my guy. Good morning. Good day.
Good in talking.
Someone's talking.
Oh, Lordy. Let's get rolling. So listen, guys, we had a message in our Iron Circle group today, and our one of our Iron Circle members, Deborah, said, I love how you guys just get straight to the point. There's no dilly-dally, which, you know, it's funny, and we're going to dilly-dally right now because I'm going to mention, talk about this before getting to the topic. We're taking a course right now, and one of the things I can't stand about this course is the fluff in between what is needed, right? So there's a big intro, and here's what we're going to talk about, and here's why we're going to talk. Just tell us the thing. Tell me that everybody's time's limited, right? Sure. Like we are just busy people. So if we can make our podcast short, succinct, and to the point, so be it.
Yeah.
That's the way my brain thinks anyway.
That's why our coaching programs work.
Yeah, it's just straight to the point. We're not going to talk about what we're going to talk about, even though I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, so this will be the last time.
This is not the case in point. All right, so let's get right into it right now. Polls in the water. Are your Facebook ads stopped working? And I'd be honest with you, we work with so many different gyms, and it seems like there's a sentiment since January 1st. You know, we were rocking and rolling October, November, December, even in a slow month, it was banging. And now like something happened January 1st. I had a call yesterday with an Anytime Fitness that has 4 locations. They felt that we have so many Iron Circle members that feel it, like in Kentucky and in New York. We're hearing it over there. The good news is they're starting to work again, but why? Why is that? And I'll be honest with you, right now here at my location, we're getting leads, but there's just like ghost silence. There's radio silence after the lead enters the system.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if we call them, text them, email them. We're not getting opens. We're not getting responses. And we're not getting answered phones. And some bit of me thinks that there's a bot situation going on Facebook where, and you know, hell, I'll throw it out. Conspiracy theory.
Sure.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't Meta create a way to, give fake leads out to all these lead forms that are living online because it gives this false sense of hope that it's working and, you know, oh, well, Facebook's generating the leads, so that's not the problem, but the problems are follow-up or systems or whatever.
But they get you to continue to pay.
Correct, because you get this false sense. So you get all these lead form opt-ins and they're just not real people. We're seeing that at ProFit. We're seeing that at Legacy. We're seeing that across the board. And this is happening since January.
Yeah. And then it comes across as a low, you know, because of the number of them, it's a very affordable leads are coming in.
Yeah, low cost per lead.
Which makes you want to continue driving forward, but if they're not following up and there's
nothing. Wouldn't it make sense?
Yep.
And any time you have anything that has to do with money, there's cheating involved.
Follow the money.
Gambling, cheating. Casinos, cheat. Gamblers try to cheat. Sports, steroids. Cheating, advantages, everything in politics. Follow the money, you'll find the answer. This wouldn't surprise me.
Sure.
Now, I also can fast forward a year or two down the road and see a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
But for the time being, something's doesn't, I mean, we've been running ads for so long that I could tell you that it just, something's not right.
Yeah,
something's not right. However, that's not what the topic's about. The topic of this episode is today is like, what happens if that does happen, or what happens if your whole ad account gets shut down, or what happens if, you know, Zuckerberg says, you know what, I've made enough money, I'm just going to click the delete button and everything goes away.
Or what if it doesn't? I think that's equally as relevant in the conversation. You know, what if Facebook just stays and is what it's been for us? You know what I mean? That doesn't mean necessarily that everything's golden and you're perfect. You know what I mean? To be omnipresent, you should still have everything else what we're going to get into.
Well, essentially, we want you to understand what omnipresent means mm-hmm. and what poles in the water means. And so the best analogy, we use it all the time. I call it poles in the water. It's just a fishing analogy, a fishing reference. You go deep sea fishing, and a lot of times, depending on the charter you're on, or if you, you know, you're trolling, you're looking for different species of fish. You've got, for example, deep water hooks going with some bait down there, midline, something skipping across the top of the water. You're just trying to come on a school of fish or a marlin or sailfish or a tuna or whatever you're fishing for. And sometimes all of them hit.
Sure.
I've had that happen, and but more often it's one of those poles hits and the other ones are just, they don't hit at all the whole day. And basically what happens is you just start focusing on the school that's mid depth, right? Or yeah. whatever. And the analogy is very similar to marketing, right? So for example, the depths in the hooks are essentially mediums and offers. So mediums meaning like, hey, we're going to go on Facebook and Instagram as a medium, Google Ads as a medium, email marketing, text message marketing. Those are all different mediums. The hooks, the bait is whatever you're offering in those particular mediums.
Yep.
And it's our belief that you have to have multiple poles in the water at all time. Yes, maybe in 2015, you can just go all in on Facebook. Yeah, because
it was stealing.
You couldn't service all the leads you were getting anyway, yeah. and it was just like an abundance over there, right? But times have obviously changed. If you look at how Facebook, we call it Facebook because, you know, it's even though it's called Meta now, but yeah. like we still call it Facebook. If you look at how they charge, it's an auction.
Yep.
It's impressions, and the number that you're really looking at to see how much you're paying is they have a KPI called CPM, cost per 1,000 impressions, and you'll see that number dramatically different in different, ad strategies within the platform. For example, if you're looking for website clicks, website traffic.
Driving them off of Facebook to an external landing page.
However, if it's just the traffic you're looking for, not sure. the conversion, you'll see that this dramatically lower CPM. If you're going for an actual conversion, i.e. lead or sale or a registration or opt-in or whatever, you know, your play is, you'll see a much higher CPM because that's the auction that generates the return on an ad spend, right? So what you're competing with isn't the guy down the street. What you're competing with is the jewelry store and the car dealership and the chiropractic office and the gym, and yep. they're all marketing into your same demographic, and there's only so many, I guess, ad placements, because after a while you got to remember, you start scrolling Facebook, you see sponsored posts, two real ones, sponsor.
Yeah, now it's what, every fourth or yes. something like that?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's yeah. going to end up being just an ad platform, mm-hmm. you know?
And then of course it drives users away, which then lowers the opportunity for conversions. And that's what Facebook, their job is to try and play that dance, if you may.
Teeter the line, right? Yep. And they're trying to make as much money as possible while helping you make money, but keeping their users on there. So it's just this big game. And I don't envy them at all that they have to juggle that. However, when your ads for Facebook stop working, you shouldn't see a complete shutdown of your operations. That's where we're seeing what we're seeing happen, and then panic sets in, and you sure. start doing all kinds of crazy weird stuff. So how do we prevent that? The poles in the water theory would go, all right, we need to be everywhere all the time. What does that look like in reality? Okay, you've got your Facebook and Instagram ads. You should be on Google.
Mm-hmm.
You should be optimizing your website SEO, search engine optimization, and a pay-per-click type of campaign on Google would make sense. You've got your list that you've been curating and creating. We should be talking to them on a regular basis. You can do text message marketing, direct mail,
there you go.
Referral programs, outbound calls. Hell, I mean, at some point in time, I think door hangers probably will work again. Like, right? Everything's cyclical.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember the first kind of ads that we ever ran, I was out, you know, walking these neighborhoods with a backpack on, putting door hangers on.
Yeah. That was, it takes me back to the days my dad ran a general contract company, right? Mm-hmm. So I was a kid, we'd hit neighborhoods with mom, we'd drop flyers at every mail, you know, the mailbox or the doors, and it was the way we generated leads.
Yeah.
That was the way it worked. But yeah, to your point, now it is cyclical, right? And so you know, we've kind of taken advantage of the new platforms like Facebook and Instagram, where it became a little bit easier. We didn't have to pound pavement to get those leads. But as that stuff follows the cycle of marketing, the trends and everything like that, the eyes and the result there could be, you know, they start to diminish, right? That's what advertising is, right? You know, it hits, something becomes noticeable, visible. It works for a while, but then market awareness and adoption takes place where everyone's like, oh, well, it's just another ad. It's just another ad. And so they're skipping, they're scrolling past it, and it doesn't have the same result for the business looking for it. But yeah, I would bet right now you could probably get, you know, because people are sick of that stuff on Facebook. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're scrolling past a lot of this stuff nowadays because it is such a, I mean, we're talking 25% of what you're consuming is an ad.
Right. And honestly, we go back and look at the gift card campaign we ran for the holidays, and it generated, I think as of this week, maybe 15 clients out of a gift card campaign that we had kind of run in the past and stopped doing. And then we're like, you know what, let's do it right this year. We created a really cool letter and some envelopes, and the cards were slick. And next thing you know, people were coming in. That was, if you think about our GPS, yeah. This was one of 58 strategies that were in the GPS. We were so deep in the weeds, but then we all got lazy.
That's the thing, right? When Facebook and those things made it so easy, everyone just like, well, I can just go throw money at the problem over here.
Well, it's true.
And it was true. Human nature.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
I mean,
but January, the quarter one, guys, I haven't seen as bad a results on Facebook as I've ever seen since we started. Quarter one, dramatically something's different. I'll give you a great example. We had a record January, records for sales, 26 sales, I think 8,000 ROAS. 26 sales, one sale from Facebook.
Isn't that wild?
Where last year at this time, it would have been at least 75% from Facebook.
Let's talk about that a little bit too, though, because I want to kind of paint the picture for those listening. When we're talking about Facebook campaigns, Facebook, you know, leads generated from Facebook, we're not talking about boosted posts. We're not talking about, and we'll kind of just give you the understanding. A boosted post is like you take your content, you post it to your page, Facebook will kind of ask, you know, hey, do you want to get more eyes on this post? Put a budget around it. That's like kind of casting a little wider net with the people that are kind of already connected to you, right? So if you got 1,000, you know, followers or people that have liked your business page and you boost that post, it's going to show that to more of those people. It's not going to go out and find people that look like them. It's not going to go beyond the reach that you've already established there. When we're talking about Facebook campaigns, we're going into the business manager there. We're setting up our targeting. You know, you can somewhat target demographics and things like that. Like we've been able to over time, constantly changes, but there's more intent around a campaign set up in Facebook. You also have the attribution aspect, and that's a big part, right? So if you expose somebody on just a boosted post, and they come into your gym and they buy your service, there's probably no direct attribution to the fact that they came in because they saw that post, unless you ask them and they tell you. But then you have to manually track, you know, what did I spend on that boosted post? How many people came in through the door as a result of that? And it's not clear with a boosted post. if you have a direct campaign or campaign set up through Ads Manager, those attributions are taking place typically through that campaign itself. So it's tracking, it's saying, hey, the person that came in and bought your service mm-hmm. is a direct result of us showing this yep. ad to them. And that's part of, it's important to say, because when you know your numbers, I mean, this is knowing your numbers. It takes a lot of the guesswork out. We know the return on the investment that we're putting on Facebook. Boosted posts aren't going to give you that. And the reason, the reason I want to bring that up is gym owner after gym owner after gym owner I get on the phone with, when I start asking them what their lead generation, you know, strategy is, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, I've run Facebook ads in the past. And then I'll ask a little bit deeper question. And then I come to find out, and like occasionally they'll boost a post. And guys, that's not a strategy for growth. What we're talking about, I mean, when Tim's laid out here, is like every month we spend, you know, let's say between one and health, probably $5,000-$10,000, depending at the times, on Facebook to show ads to us, the area that we want, mm-hmm. you know, them to be seen. That's a strategy for growth. We have our attributions. We know that people are coming from there. We know the return on that investment. That is a strategy. You're just throwing money on a boosted post. The chances of you actually probably even getting a sale out of it are yeah. slim to none.
Yeah. And that's why you hear, oh, Facebook ads don't work, whatever. I mean, I would be the first to tell you that if they don't work, like in my head right now, this would be the time I would actually say sure. that because yeah. they just aren't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We had a gym in Kentucky that turned their ads off and then relaunched them. They're starting to see some better quality leads coming in and booking appointments and closing. Beautiful. Right. And closing deals. So think about all the things that we could do. Like I'm going back to the GPS days. There was really some cool shit that we did. There was a lot of internal challenge type mm-hmm. type stuff, like motivational stuff, bring a partner in, bring a referral in with that. JV partnerships with local businesses. Now that's a tough one, right? Because, you know, why would another business allow you the opportunity to market to their list, their sure. clients, right? It needs to be reciprocal both ways. And typically a business owner and other businesses are not nearly as savvy in the game of marketing as gym owners. They just aren't. They're like, oh yeah, because they don't have to be. They have a line of people lining up at their door to give them money.
Sure.
I'm thinking of a couple businesses right off the top of my head. Okay, I'll give you three examples. Number one, if you ever gone to a Costco at, you know, 9:30 in the morning when they open at 10, there's a line of people standing outside the door. I'm like, wouldn't that be nice if I walked in, you know, at 5 in the morning in the gym, there was a line of people waiting to come in.
Buy our services, yeah.
Second example, Discount Tire. Same exact thing.
Oh, yeah.
You go at 6 a.m. when they open. At 5:45, there's a line out the door. They're not even in that building yet. They're standing outside milling around, having a little cup of coffee, a little on their phone because they got to get their tire fixed. Wouldn't that be nice if a gym, you get here at 4:45 in the morning, there's a line of people outside.
I'll just real quick, because you mentioned Discount, they do something that's really interesting in the fact that they do free tire checks for even non-clients.
Oh yeah.
Right. So it's like it's a lead generation strategy, right? They're providing a service for you with before the expectation of pay, knowing that when your tire does, you know, go out or you need a new tire, I'm going right back to the people who took care of me before.
Yeah.
And so that's just
a strategy. That's a pole in the water, yeah, right? That's 100%. A pole in the water. And then the third example I want to give you guys is a friend of mine, Jesse. He owns a tree trimming company, landscape company. Mm-hmm. And I went to lunch with him the other day and his phone would not stop ringing off the hook. I'm like, lead. And I'm like, what are you spending on this? He's like, well, this is Angie's List. This is Google Ads. This is this. And he's like getting all these leads coming in. But people have a problem. They're just the big kicker with all three of those things, I guess, not Costco, but Discount and the tree trimming, is the service gets done for you.
Sure.
Right. I got a tree that's down from this monsoon storm. I need you to come chop it up and take it out of here.
Yeah. You don't really have the option.
Yeah, it's blocking the driveway or it's about to hit the house. Right. Discount Tire. I can't go to work today because I have a flat tire. I need this fixed. Right. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
The differences between businesses, business models. But to your point, yes, the free air checks is an absolute lead magnet. I saw in a,
so is the samples at Costco. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like they're giving you, literally giving you a taste.
Well, you want to sell supplements. If you want to sell supplements at your gym, just do aminos in a like little shakers, right? And here you go.
Yeah.
Then, oh, I want that.
Yep.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's so many things to do. Okay. So let's get into this challenge. Okay. Challenges. I had a, deep conversation with one of our Iron Circle members the other day. They're Anytime Fitness. And, you know, a lot of the play and their world with this marketing agency is challenges still to this day. I'll give you another story in a second. Jesus. Sorry. The challenge play. And why do challenges work and why don't you want to do them? There's two different sides of the coin. So go back to episode 50. You'll hear the ins and outs of the rise and the fall of the six-week challenge. But let's just take a challenge, for example. What you're doing with a challenge is very appealing to the end consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scrolling Facebook. I'm just, you know, whatever, poking around. I see an ad, free or not free, doesn't matter at this point. 6 week challenge. Okay. In your head, 6 weeks, 6 weeks. Okay. That's a month and a half. I can do this in my head. I can do this. It's not a lifelong commitment. It's 6 weeks, right? Bite size. You get X, Y, and Z deliverables within that 6 weeks. Okay. And it's a set price. Cool. So for all of these things, or it's free, I can wrap my head around the fact that I can commit to 6 weeks. I get training at these times and this frequency. I get this nutrition plan. I get a supplement pack or whatever it is. And it's either this price that I can afford or it's free, which I definitely can afford. And I'm going to commit. So the lead comes in, right? Sure. The lead is generated. Next thing you're going to find is one, you get a ton of leads. Nobody comes in. That's the first thing you're going to see. But let's just say,
especially with free.
Let's just say you get a bunch of leads and you do get people to come in. Now you're in a predicament.
Yeah.
What is the point of doing a challenge in the first place? The point is to get a member out of the back end of the challenge, right? So, but before you get the member, you've got to deliver and over deliver and typically break your systems. And what you're not normally delivering to your end consumer is an extra tracking and accountability. We don't normally do the nutrition thing, but we're going to give it in this challenge. We don't usually do seminars, but we're going to do a seminar and there's going to be a kickoff and we're going to have this. And my coach has got to be on point with Voxer or we're calling these, you know, these clients. Burns everybody out.
Tax in every corner of the business.
Yep. Yeah. You're draining your resources out of your team. And next thing you know, do you sign up the person or not? Okay. So like I said before, the goal is to get a client at the back end. So why don't we just put the client on the front? Let's just convert the client on the front of this thing. Challenge or not. And so when I was talking to this Anytime Fitness, for example, we always get cheap leads, but they never convert, or they do, and then we have to over deliver and all this stuff happens. I said, well, let's just do this. Use the challenge as the hook, but when they come in, sign them up for a membership and you get a free challenge with it.
There you go.
Right? And just the challenge just happens to be something that you normally do anyway. So it's just reskinning and repurposing the hook, but getting the member on the front of this.
Yeah. And that's to your point, that's what we should be marketing. Like that is the result. That is the goal as a business that we're looking for as a gym. Yeah. Not that long-term just client with that membership.
Yeah.
And the hooks and the things. And I mean, it could be, whether it be the challenge. I mean, people, they're still giving away and still everywhere. I get hit by one of the big, the orange one. This week, I got three emails for come in and try us for free. Come in and try us for free. Come in and try us for free. How many times I open that email? None. Like, regardless of, I mean, maybe I'm too close to the problem, but people don't value free. So when you're giving away your services, is that person really committed to what you're actually selling? Or they're there to just try and get something for free?
Hey, Tim Lance here, and I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone out there surviving the day-to-day chaos of the fitness business. You know, you're showing up every day and you got people counting on you. I know it's not easy, but you're doing it, so keep on going. But listen, if you feel like it's getting to be too much and you wanted to get some support so you can get out of the struggle and get into real growth, then I highly recommend that you check out our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator Program at winninggym.com/grow. Go check it out, sign up, and let's get you on track for some easy wins and get back to growth mode. All right, once again, the link is winninggym.com/grow. And now back to the show.
Well, I would argue in Orange Theory, I guess the orange one is what you're talking about. I would argue they have to do that. They have such a turnover.
For now,
they need to give as many opportunities to their salespeople as possible, and they don't care how they come in.
Yeah.
And it's up to the salespeople to convert them. Even though they're coming in on a freed thing, at least they're in front of you. At least you have a chance.
But I hear from gym owners everywhere because, you know, they'll work with an agency, and then for some reason, and I don't know, Tim and I have forever been trying to understand this, why it is in our industry, you go to the agency to ask, what should I sell my client, my prospects? What should I sell? Like, what is the program that I'm going to be doing in my gym in order to go get that lead that you're going to provide me with? Like, no, that's backwards, right? Like, they're media buyers. They're going to the platform. They're setting the stuff up, managing it for you, but it should be your offer. It should be your hook. It should be your services. Why anybody's going to those guys to get the answer. And I think that's just because we're getting hit with, I mean, you want to talk about every fourth scroll? That's all I see on my Facebook is 75 to 100 or 150 to 300 new members this month for your gym. No, it's not.
The claims are getting absolutely ridiculous, guys. If you don't see through that stuff, it's your own fault if you fall for it, I guess. Hey, you know, they were going to charge me, but I had to do a deposit. And then really? So it's like a 6-week challenge.
So you just got sold into the same thing that they're telling you to sell your consumer. And yeah, but that's a perfect example. So if you, as the business owner, get suckered into something like that, and then you're unhappy with the result after the flash in the pan onboarding initial, whatever, because the results of the actual service isn't what you were sold. That's the same thing that the gym owners are, by choice, doing to their prospects and consumers. You're literally putting a bad taste in your client's mouth from day one. The second, or maybe it's day, at the end of how many days are in 6 weeks?
42. But
42, right? Yeah. So day 43, when they convert and roll into your membership and you go, oh, hey, let me strip away that nutrition program, or we're going to stop supporting that because you're a member now. Oh, the extra accountability. Yeah, that falls off the plate too. You know, and I from way back to the beginning of our podcast, I've always compared it to like DirecTV. Stands out for me, like cable companies are notorious for this. You sign up today, you get the NFL package, you get all of the movie packages, you get all of this stuff for 3 months. The most affordable cost that they could offer. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that third month expires, your bill triples. Mm-hmm. All of those things go away. So it's not even that you're paying for what they were giving you at that rate. It literally, they strip it all away, and then the standard service is twice what you were paying prior. Yep. And it's like, oh, but you should feel good about this.
Yeah, it's an introductory rate. It's a hook you in. It's just like your gym. So guys, like I'm talking to a copywriter right now coming on board to our team, and we're talking about the mentality of a gym owner.
Yeah.
And what came to light, which I told him, was like, gym owners typically don't care what the ad says as long as the people come in.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate because you're right. This is your business. Again, I go back to this. It's not a hobby. Take everything serious. Don't underestimate the task at hand. To get a person to know, like, and trust you, you got to be trustworthy, but yet you don't care what they say because that's what the ad agency's selling you right now, and they're going to guarantee X if you just run these words on these ads. Yeah. Stand up for yourselves, Jims.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself. It should be your offer. It should be your vision, not delivering some product that an agency or some, 23-year-old dude in a basement that says that this is what's working right now, so you need to run it. No, stand up for yourself. And write your own ads, or at least create your own offers.
Yeah.
Create your own offers. And maybe we'll do an episode on how to create an irresistible offer to your market, which is, it's got some nuances to it, but like, they should be marketing what you have to offer, not the opposite. So hopefully this helps. Yes, Facebook's having a little bit of a downturn right now in regards to results. Maybe you're feeling the same thing. Maybe you're not. Guys, we're relaunching our Facebook group right now. It's, let's just put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
The Profit Accelerator for gyms, right? So we're helping gyms again in that Facebook group with free content. We're going to be coming out with a bang here over the next couple of weeks. Kind of getting all of our foundation. So a lot of conversation is going to be over there. Mm-hmm. You're going to definitely want to be in that group. So we'll put the link of the show notes over on the Facebook groups, and you can continue the conversation over there. Is Facebook working for you? If not, What else are you doing to protect your business? So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing your lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.